Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Folks, my guest today, and it is a very special guest indeed, is actor-producer Kevin Downs. He has now produced two films with the Irwin Brothers, and his producing, acting, directing, and writing career spans over 20 years. Despite that, he's still a relatively young guy. And you have probably seen him as Officer Shane Fuller in Courageous, and as the video game-loving best friend Kevin in Mom's Night Out. He has a new movie that you are going to want to see. It's called Woodlawn, and it's in theaters this month. So we are delighted to be able to recommend not only the film, but the message of the film. So the movie's tagline is One Hope, One Truth, One Way. And Kevin, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, tell us briefly about the film itself, just kind of in a nutshell, and then how did you come on to this story and decide this is something I want to produce?
Yeah, well, like I said, Woodlawn's in theaters right now, and it's exciting because the movie is just having such an impact on people, especially young people and high school-age people across America. I mean, we're seeing such tremendous outreach happening with these high school athletes that are going and all of a sudden seeing a representation of what happened, of a real story that happened in the early 70s with this football team in Birmingham, Alabama that was kind of that was torn apart by you know, racism and hate and all these other things. They were fighting, but they came together one night. 41 out of 44 players gave their lives to Christ, and all of a sudden everything changed for them. They had a message of unity and hope, and it became infectious during a period of time that was kind of like the Jesus movement. You saw a purple tie-dyed Jesus on the cover of Time magazine, and kind of where the phrase Jesus freaks was originally coined from.
That's right.
And so these high school football players, they all of a sudden they started winning football games, and the coach put in this one African-American kid that was very quiet. His name was Tony Nathan, and when he got the football, it became electric, and they went on to win a bunch of games, and it led to the largest high school football game in the history of the state of Alabama, 42,000 fans, another 20,000 turned away at the gate, and all in the hopes of getting their message out there, which was the message of one way. I mean, there was one way for us to escape this period of hatred and racism, and that was Jesus Christ, and Jesus being the answer, being at the center of our lives. And it was just an exciting time period. And so win or lose, it wasn't necessarily about winning or losing on the football field, but having the right perspective and the right attitude and the right spirit.
Amen.
And so it's so relevant, so prevalent in today's society with some of the things that we're going through today. And so just excited about the film being out there, that people have a chance to see it and catch it in theaters and be a part of, see why that so many kids are coming to Christ, and
yes,
what is it about the film that is attracting people to it.
Well, I think part of the power of this is that this is not some sweet script made up. Wouldn't it be nice if something like this could happen? This is
right,
based on something that has happened. This is reality. And it's reality both in terms of the history of what happened there in Birmingham and also the history of what happened 2,000 years ago when God intervened in order to bring salvation. And, you know, that's the reason, I think, for the power of the film is that you're telling the truth. It's not make-believe. this is reality, and the truth has power. And so I'm absolutely thrilled that you undertook this project. I'm old enough to have lived through this. I was a part of the Jesus movement. My wife got saved during that era. I already knew the Lord. I went out to California in order to see firsthand some of the things that were being reported in the media back then. But I was a teenager at the time, and I will never forget how God was just supernaturally doing stuff all over the country. And many of us who remember that firsthand are praying that God's going to do that again, that there's going to
That's
be
right.
just a move of His Spirit. Because God can do it. Let me tell you, if you looked at the culture at that time, you would have felt about as hopeless as a lot of people do right now. I mean, you'd look at what was going on, and you'd say occultism is on the rise, drug use is rampant, lawlessness is rampant, violence, racism, greed, you know, all the sins that are still with us today. And yet in the midst of that, in the midst of the darkness, there were people who loved Jesus, and they refused to hide their light under a bushel. And as a result, God began to work in the lives of other people, and it was amazing the harvest that took place. So what you guys are depicting in this movie is not, it's not somebody's, you know, rose-colored glasses looking back on a simpler time. This is reality of what happened when things were very dark and very ugly, and God's people stood up and obeyed. And I love you for doing this film. I'm grateful. So Woodlawn is the movie, and if you're listening out there today and you haven't seen it, get yourself to a theater this weekend and watch this movie, and take a bunch of other folks with you. Now, who are some of the cast, Kevin? Who all you have some star power that you put together, besides yourself, of course. You brought in some other stars. Who all's in the movie folks have known?
I couldn't have said the last couple of minutes better myself. I should bottle your enthusiasm up and take it with me everywhere I go.
Feel free.
Yeah. And so, but well said. You know, it's an incredible cast. We have John Voight in the film. He's such a great, he's an Oscar winner. He's such a great talent. He plays legendary, iconic coach, Bear Bryant, who coached at Alabama for so many years, won national championships, and just does an amazing job. My goodness, you would think that it's Bear Bryant himself on the screen.
That's
and,
great.
Just really, really captures the essence of who that man was. And Sean Astin, who I've worked with before, is back. He plays the character of Hank, who is the evangelist, the sports chaplain that is the one that's sharing the message, the gospel message to this team, and is kind of being the spark plug to these players. But at the end of the day, it becomes the players who become the leaders.
Yes.
They step up and not only lead their rival team to Christ, but also are the example that challenges their own coach to make a change in his life.
Yes.
And want to accept Christ and be baptized. And it's just so powerful. And so Sherry Shepherd is in the film. She's very funny.
Yep.
Very, very good actress. And our two leads are an Australian actor by the name of Nick Bishop, and then Caleb Castile, who is just a couple of years removed from winning a couple of national championships at Alabama on Nick Saban's team, and decided to forego his senior year to become an actor. And lo and behold, a year later, God would put him in our path, and he's playing the lead in Woodlawn, the character of Tony Nathan. And so it's a great cast. I mean, we're really pleased with the film. And, you know, films, here's the thing. Films today, if you go to movies and you're a movie watcher, no matter what the movie is, you're going to be, the movie's going to cause you to think whether you like it or not.
Right.
And even if they're popcorn movies, the movie is still going to cause you to think in some way. And so what Woodlawn is, like you said, Woodlawn, we're telling a true story that is so relevant to today's time period that might make you jump out of your seat and go, wow, that's exactly the answer I was looking for.
Amen.
Who can I grab to come and share this experience so that we can actually do something? And so so we're excited about that. It's really a special film because it's not only entertaining, but it also serves a purpose and serves a point.
Well, let me ask you this. One of your leads in this comes from a hometown that was just horribly rocked by racial violence. And tell us a little bit about that, because that's the kind of detail that to me shows the fingerprints of God on this project.
Yeah, you know, we were actually, that's the thing, we went into this project really praying. We weren't sure if we were ready to go forward, but we were on our knees praying and really seeking counsel from some pastors that were close to us. And we believe that God was pushing us in this direction to get this movie ready for the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And this is before all the events in the last, 12 to 14 months happened.
Right.
And so while we were shooting the football scenes in Big Legion Field, one of those nights was the verdict of the Ferguson incident. And,
yes.
And of course, one of our actors, we found out, was actually from Ferguson. And he, he had tears in his eyes as he was living through real life. While we're shooting this film that has the answers for what he's really praying that his hometown would adopt.
Yes.
And, I told him, I said, look, Mark, you want me to let you go home? I'll let you go home because your family's more important than a movie. And he goes, no, you know what? No, exactly what's going on back in my hometown is why I need to be here.
Amen.
Shooting this movie, working on this movie right
Amen.
Now.
Amen. Because that is the answer. I mean, Jesus...
That, yeah.
is the only one who tears down the dividing wall so that now in Christ there's neither Jew nor Greek, barbarian,
yep.
Scythian, slave, or free. All those categories are laid aside. I remember in the 1970s when I was working in Mississippi and my personal stand in the pulpit against racism caused about a half a dozen guys in the local community to decide that they were going to kill me. And literally, I mean, that was their plan, and they came together and said they would not eat until they'd killed me. Very reminiscent of what happened in the book of Acts, where some folks said they would not eat until they killed the Apostle Paul. Fortunately, both Paul and I made it through the experience. But but literally, these guys were promising to kill me because I had preached against racism in the 1970s in Mississippi. And so it was serious enough that the chief of police resigned his post so that he would not have to defend me. Isn't that comforting? That really gives you a warm feeling. And I did not know what the outcome of that would be, but the thing is, you can't back down from God's word. And when God tells us that the solution to all the hatred and fighting that comes from within us is we need a new heart, it's because we need a new heart. Whatever our sin pattern is, whatever our particular issue is, Jesus is the one who changes everything. And that comes across in this film.
Yeah.
It's not just about, why can't we all get along? It's Jesus makes the difference. And I am so grateful, again, as I said earlier, I'm grateful for the movie Woodlawn and the fact that the message comes through and people are pointed to something that really happened, not only at Woodlawn, but it happened at the cross. Jesus changed everything. Folks, we've got to take a break, but we'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us. Hi, this is Jim Wood. I'm very grateful for the privilege of teaching God's Word now for over 40 years. I've seen firsthand the power of the gospel changing lives for eternity. My wife and I have been blessed with 7 children, 4 of them adopted. Each one is unique, but all of them are ours. In our travels to other countries, we've seen again and again that the human heart is the same everywhere. And everywhere we go, Jesus is the only one who can save. I hope these broadcasts are an encouragement to you, and I wonder if you'd take a moment to encourage us. I want to ask you to do three things. First of all, please visit our website, pastorwood.org, to learn more about our work. Second, please pray for us that we'll remain faithful and that God will continue to use us to spread His word around the world. And finally, if the Lord prompts you to do so, please support us financially. We're depending on our listeners to stand with us, and we're praying for God to bless you.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is and He's holding out His hand.
We're talking with Kevin Downs of the movie Woodlawn. Now, you have also done another movie that you're starring in right now, the film Faith of Our Fathers. That's a film about two different men brought together through the legacy of their military fathers. Do you see some similar themes in terms of the potential for impact in that?
Yeah, Faith of Our Fathers, which came out on DVD last week, it's a really personal film for me because it was a film that I worked 10 years on. And, it's similar to how Courageous for us was a love story to dads, and even Mom's Night Out in a comedy was a love story to moms.
Yep.
The Faith of Our Fathers is a love story to our veterans. And, before I dove into that story, I didn't realize how much our veterans were so underappreciated and underserved in mass, because we took the film around when it opened in theaters back in July, did a small theatrical release with it. And did these red carpet events where we would make our veterans the stars, and we would just have anywhere from 800 to 1,000 of them show up per city.
Hmm.
And we would just love on them and hug them. And I had grown men leaning on my shoulder saying, thank you for this night. It's the first time anybody's ever told me thank you for what I did.
Wow.
And, it just brought it all into focus that, man, without these men and women that gave so selflessly, I wouldn't have the freedom that I have today in our country, and I should be honoring them and so thankful for them. And so Faith of Our Fathers is a movie that recognizes our military men and women and their families for the sacrifices that they made, and also tells a sweet father-son story of these two guys that didn't know their dad and thought their dads had abandoned them for no purpose, but realized through going through this journey, this sort of road trip journey where they uncover and read their dad's letters on the way to the Vietnam War Memorial to see their dad's names on the wall, that their dads actually loved them more than they could ever imagine, that they would actually be willing to sacrifice their life so that they could have the freedom that they have today.
Yeah.
And how wonderfully, comparison to what Jesus did for us, what God did for us.
Amen.
His son to die on a cross. So I'm passionate about the film. It's a wonderful film. It's got great actors in it. David A.R. White from God's Not Dead. It's got Cy Robertson from the Duck Dynasty cast. It's got Stephen Baldwin, Rebecca St. James. I'm in it myself. It's a fun cast. It's a fun movie, and it's a great DVD watch. And you can pick it up anywhere DVDs are sold. I believe it's at Walmart as well.
Well, if it's at Walmart, everybody has to get one.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's just it. I mean, you can't go to the checkout line without picking up Faith of Our Fathers on DVD. Okay? You have no excuse. There is a Walmart near you. But now, clearly, the stuff you've done, not just acting, but producing and directing these things, you are a guy who is not just interested in show business. You're interested in life and in people and in eternity. And it's very clear that you have an agenda. You know, sometimes we watch secular movies and we say, those people have an agenda. And they do. But
yeah, the thing is, look, every movie we watch, the filmmakers, there's always an agenda in film.
Absolutely.
Some of them are just a little bit more covert than others.
Yeah.
And what's wonderful about the films that I'm involved with is that I'm proud to share it. I'm proud to share what the agenda is. I want people to know what the agenda is, and that's to encourage people to understand that there's a God present that just loves you so much. And we want to learn more about him, and why not learn it through moving pictures? And in the case of Woodlawn, a true story that actually happened that's extraordinary, that we can learn from and glean from, and then also be entertained, you know, in the movie-making process. So I'm excited where God's got me as far as a career goes, because I think there's a lot of wonderful stories out there yet to be told. But catch Woodlawn in theaters while you can, because it really, really is a game changer.
Well, I want to encourage folks to do exactly that. You know, you folks know that I don't often come on to recommend particular books or films or that kind of thing. I do occasionally, and the reason is because there are certain things that I think are too good to pass up. I don't want you to miss out. Woodlawn is one of those projects, and I want to encourage you, get yourself to a theater, watch Woodlawn, and then next time you're in Walmart, which I know will be within 48 hours, they've got Faith of Our Fathers, so go get it. Kevin, anything else you especially want to say before we wrap it?
No, hey, thanks for having me on today, and appreciate the time, and get out and support the film while it's still here, because you never know how long films are going to last.
Well, amen, so. And I'll tell you, folks, when you get out there and you support films like this, you send a message that is a very important message, and that is, this is the kind of stuff we're looking for. We don't want all that garbage that's filling our minds with pollutants. We want to see good stuff with a good message, good values. And here is somebody who's producing it and offering it. And happily, the response is very positive, isn't it, Kevin?
Yeah, the critics' review has been off the charts. I mean, that actually surprised us a bit, because usually they don't like Christian-based movies. This one has been the exception, where the critics have been raving about it and the audiences have been raving about it. So that's always a good combination when you've got that and you've got it coming from Christian filmmakers, that it puts the icing on the cake.
Praise the Lord. Well, again, Kevin, thank you so much. I appreciate the fact that you have put yourself out there time and again in order to bring us really good films. And this is a great one. This is one that folks need to see. And I hope that you'll get out there and watch Woodlawn. And I do hope you'll also pick up a DVD of Faith of Our Fathers. You'll be glad you did. And I hope you'll be motivated when you see those, not just entertained, but motivated and inspired to put your faith into action, to say thank you to our veterans, to say I love you to the people that God has placed in your life, and to be an agent of racial reconciliation by allowing the love of God in Christ Jesus to flow through your life to others. God bless you, Kevin. Keep up the great work, and know that we are grateful to you.
Awesome.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Have a good day.
Folks, I hope that you have had a great week this week and that you are looking forward to an absolutely superb weekend. I can tell you that as I'm recording this, we are experiencing extraordinarily beautiful weather for East Tennessee. East Tennessee typically has very nice weather. One of the things that I thank God for about living here in the Smoky Mountains is that we have four seasons of 3 months each. It's just enough winter, beautiful spring, wonderful summer, and then a glorious autumn. Thanksgiving is coming up. Christmas follows not long after. Some of you right now are planning how you're going to celebrate those holidays. Some of you are going to be astonished next week as you hear me do a series on the Reformation and our celebration of the Reformation here at Wares Valley Ranch. I know for some of you that will be refreshing reminders of what we believe. For others of you, it may be kind of scandalous and upsetting, disturbing, because it doesn't fit with what you've been doing. I'm not trying to put you on a guilt trip, folks, but I do want us to spend time in the Word of God looking to see, what does God say about these things? What should we believe? We do need to believe Him. We need to believe His Word. I know some precious people who I really think are born again, but they have not spent a lot of time, apparently, studying the Scriptures. And as a result, sometimes they find things in the Bible that really go against what they've always thought, always believed, and been doing. God bless you. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I hope that you will pray for us and rejoice with us in the great things God is doing. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Abiding in Christ with Pastor Jim Wood. Did you know that along with being an excellent Bible teacher, Pastor Wood has authored over a dozen books? We'd like to encourage you to visit pastorwood.org for resources and books authored by Pastor Wood and his wife Susan. You can also listen to or download teachings by Pastor Wood 24/7. Please visit pastorwood.org today. That's pastorwood.org.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.